Did you know we live stream the recording of this podcast every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Facebook, Rumble, Twitch, Kick, and X? Come join us.
Everybody, welcome to the Boomer Bunker. I am one of your co-hosts, John Jamingo, and alongside me is the Duchess.
Good evening.
And we have a special guest, and we don't usually do guests on the Boomer Bunker, but my co-host from Rubberneckers and all-around friend, Jody B, is with us today. How you doing, Jody?
Boomer Bunker prime time. Tonight, we're all going to rub our mushrooms together and make a bunch of noise and debauchery for all you fucking bitches and bastards out there.
What do you do if you don't have a mushroom to rub?
Get yourself a mushroom and rub it.
There you go.
Duchess, it's always a pleasure. Nice
pleasure.
To see you.
It's our first time podcasting together,
Jay. That's pretty cool, right?
That is cool.
Hey, Jamingo, go fuck your mother. Oh.
All right, I can see how this is going. Boy, I tell you what.
Yes.
I've just seen, so today I was getting ready for the show, and as I'm going through, I'm like, well, let me just see if there's any kind of stupidity going on in the world. Never disappointed.
Loads. Tons of it.
Yeah. Tons of it. I don't know if you found this or heard about this. Let's try that again. I don't know if you've heard about this, but in El Paso, Texas, the migrants, your illegal aliens, busted through the razor wire at the border where the National Guard was down there, and they busted through and charged right through.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. I have some of that video here. So I can show it to you here. So here we have our your basic border crossers down there in El Paso.
There was that three soldiers manning the fucking post there?
Yeah. Good Lord.
Underlay. Okay, so they knocked the fence down. It looks like somebody drive an El Camino into that, or what the fuck?
I'm telling you, as I go through this, I don't see, like, I see a lot of black people, there. And
they're brown, John.
I don't know. So they go church it. Now, right now, I think what they should be doing right now is either hitting them with pepper spray, tear gas.
No, it doesn't work on Mexicans. They like peppers. They'd be like, oh, I'll put it on top of my burrito.
It's just a little spicy.
Aim for my dinner.
So they come charge it through. Look, hands up, don't shoot. They got hands up, don't shoot. They come charging through. I say, let's start shooting. I'm for laying about 50. I just get the body bags out.
Yeah, they need to get the local police down there instead of the National Guard. Those motherfuckers will start lobbing bullets.
Yeah.
Isn't Texas allowed to arrest these people now? The ones that bust through?
Yeah.
Isn't that the law? They are.
But this is the thing you saw on Twitter, right? And then finally I got this angle.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's like three van loads of Mexicans there at that border.
They come charging through right here. Look, here goes one. It's like at a concert.
Oh, titties. All in all, you're just another
fence.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. That's a serious fence.
Yeah, it looks like a prison gate. That's a big one. Damn. Yeah.
That one guy there, he's shitting his pants. He's like, I need backup. I need backup.
It looks like fucking World War Z. World War Z wasn't fun. How about World War C? That works.
World War C.
Oh, shit.
No.
Mike says, free housing, free money, and now peppers for my tamale. What a country!
What a country!
Damn,
that's a Trump wall they got right there. Look at that motherfucker. The first one they broke down was like the fence you see around a used car dealership. The second one, that shit looks serious. That looks like a Hell in a Cell from WWF.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of that shit going on today. Kyle Rittenhouse was doing a speech in Memphis University, and they started chasing him after the speech. Yeah. They were trying to get him. And as I said, man, just hand him an AR-15, a couple magazines, just let him say, come on, motherfucker, let's go.
That guy's a pretty good shot, I tell you what.
You know, there's both sides here. So we have a gentleman here. Yeah. He's anti-Kyle Rittenhouse.
Hey, man, say, man.
Be cool.
Shout out to my city, Memphis, Maine. That dude, Kyle Rittenhouse, came up in here, and the people of Memphis ran him up out of here, Maine.
Stop.
We Memphians told everybody.
We literally can't hear anything.
Yeah, I can't hear anything either.
You can't hear anything?
I literally just said it would be great if we could hear him.
Could you know why? You know why? Because I could hear. That's why I thought everybody could hear.
Makes
sense. It's the Kyle Rittenheasy.
Yeah. I didn't know if there was sound for all the Mexicans were breaking down the fence. I just assumed that was a video.
I'm
I was going to say
so upset that. Right now.
Yeah. Don't be.
All right, tell me if you can hear this.
Hey, man. Say, man. Shout out to my city, Memphis, man. That dude, Kyle Rittenhouse, came up in here, and the people of Memphis ran him up out of here, man. We Memphians told everybody, if he came down here, which he did, we would make him feel unwelcome and run him out of here. We said, don't bring your foolishness down here. You have freedom of speech, but you're not going to come down to Memphis and use your freedom of speech.
So you got freedom of speech, but you can't come down here in Memphis.
Yeah.
See, now everybody's saying that Duchess sounds like she's on a phone call, and Duchess sounds fine to me.
All right.
I don't care anymore.
It sounds a little weird. If there's a thing
she sounds fine to quick, me.
I'll tell you if it sounds better.
I don't know what else you could do.
Well, you're taking it. You can't change your input and switch it back, maybe.
Well, what'd she change it to? Just for shits and giggles.
I bet she's got options, at least two options. Switch it to what's the other mic input.
Hang on a second. Let me see something. Oh, my God.
Mike says I sound fine, so I don't know.
What do we got to do around here? What do we got to do?
I don't know.
Unless Bob's just
a little bit of housekeeping.
Oh, I like that.
Is he fucking with us?
The Bob. Hey, Bob, I see you.
Let me double check this now. I'm going to go some mic settings and see.
Right. Duchess has a lovely fucking voice. I want to make sure everybody's hearing that shit in full HD.
Oh, you're so charming.
All right, that's not what I put back.
That's some feedback.
That's Jesus.
Don't do that.
All right.
Oh, no. Oh, my. Okay. Well, Boomer Bob says.
Shut up, Bob!
Mike used to like Eric Zane, his credibility sketch.
Back.
I'll tell
but
you what.
But then Jason says, I sound good. Sultry, actually.
See?
Thank you. Thank you, Jason.
Bob's fucking with us.
You're very charming. Oh, now someone says echo.
Yeah, right, yeah. Well, that's because I'm fucking with everything. Okay. And then I turn Jody's echo cancellation off. It can't do that.
All right.
Hello, echo.
Can't do that.
We'll just work through it. It'll be
fine. Baby. I can hear you just fine. Fuck all those people. It's just us sitting here having a chat. Hey, everybody, shut the fuck up.
Moving on.
Jesus Christ.
Freedom of speech and whatnot.
Sounds great. Fix it in post. Yeah, as I do.
As you do.
Yep.
Okay.
So Kyle went down there. Mm-hmm. He did his speech. And everybody in there, man, we came down here with his freedom of speech. And we said, you know what? You come down here with your freedom of speech, but you can't have your freedom of speech here. And there was like a riot. They went after Kyle Rittenhouse. And they're chasing the people. And the police had to come and protect him.
And you would think that in Memphis, Tennessee, somebody would have got a shot off, you know, like maybe they really didn't want to kill him. They just wanted to chase him out of town. Literally.
Why are we doing this? Why can't he go to Memphis University?
I won't even go to Memphis and I didn't kill anybody.
I understand that.
Yeah. That place fucking sucks.
But the shit that's going on, it's like you can't, in other words,
they brought him in there. They brought him in to speak.
Yes. Yeah. Turning Point USA brought him in there to speak. Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
Brought him in to speak. Go ahead, Duchess. You start.
I was going to say, I have a story about Charlie Kirk, but I don't want to interrupt.
Go ahead. Tell me the story about Charlie Kirk.
So several years ago, my eldest daughter had attended American University, which is in Washington, D.C., which is a very liberal college. I don't think we did not realize it as most colleges are, but at one point they did, I think during her freshman year, they brought in Charlie Kirk and people went bonkers. Yeah. Like they were that, and that was in like 2014, 2015. So they were very unhappy he was there. People were protesting. There was all kinds of issues.
What are they protesting? Like, what is the big, like, here comes Kyle Rittenhouse.
They don't approve of him, but.
Then don't go to the fucking speech.
Understood. Freedom of speech works for some, not all, apparently.
Charlie Kirk, is that the guy who was on the TV show? And then, like, now he's like a super evangelical guy. And he made, like, fireproof and stuff like that? The movie?
No, that's not him.
No. Oh, I'm sorry.
Charlie Kirk runs a organization called Turning Point USA. Turning Point. He yeah. goes to all the colleges. He's kind of like a
religious guy, though, or am I?
Well, yeah, no. He's more of a.
He's very political, though. He's very, very. He's
what
very
do you say?
Right.
He's not religious.
I wouldn't think he was religious. Well, I'm
Kirk
sure
Cameron. That's the guy I'm thinking of. I'm wrong. Totally wrong.
That's,
fucking.
That's Growing Pains. That's a whole nother.
There we go.
That was the Left Behind series. Yeah.
Kirk Cameron sucks too, but apparently Charlie Kirk gets people real riled up.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Right. So anyhow.
Continue.
Charlie Kirk.
Yes.
Invited him to come to speak. Now, do you think that the when the left comes in and brings their communist socialists, but then again, I repeat myself, Democrats to speak, do you think that the Republicans go and protest all this? They don't. They don't think because they figure, hey, you know what? Let them speak. That's what we're here for. That's what college used to be. College used to be where you would go and you would debate these topics and you would have discussions and all that. But now you can't because we have to stop speech because you know what that is. That's hate speech. Hate speech.
Yeah.
Which is free speech. There's no such thing as hate speech. We've got to, that's the thing that everybody starts now is that it's hate speech, which is no such thing. It's just speech that you hate. And they got to stop that. Because that's their, it's art.
I think
there's job.
Speech that antagonizes people. I think there's people that do that on purpose. I do. I do think people.
Am I crazy or has Elon been loosening the fucking handcuffs a little bit on Twitter lately?
Sure. Yeah.
I've been on Twitter for a while and you know me, I got locked out not too long ago for calling somebody a homo.
Mm-hmm. Really? Wow.
I think we've gotten past the hump. Because I've seen a lot of people saying some crazy shit on the X, Twitter, whatever the fuck, and not getting booted for it. Not like they were 6 months ago. So I maybe Elon's
letting the guy I know got locked out. His account is frozen.
Now, if you're locked out, that's one thing. But I'm saying right now, like, there's words that I got to the point where I can't type those, especially in a response to somebody, because they'll just lock your shit up immediately. And I've been reading that word, those gamer words, a lot more lately. And I go, well, shit, you ain't even got to put an asterisk or a fucking at symbol or anything in there now. You can just type it again. Great.
Well, it depends. Was it a white person using did they put the EE between the I and the G or the GG between the I and the E?
Yes. Very white. And I guess they just go by your avatar picture, but I saw a very white person dropping hard R bombs. And not, I don't mean retarded. That's a whole different thing. I mean, R, like you said, with double G, R, fucking just bam. And I'm like, God damn, you can't say that.
Okay. Deuce commented on Rumble and says, it sounds like I'm locked in a trunk.
I can't help it. Stop telling us about the fucking sound, all right? I can't do anything about it. We've been sitting here trying to go through this thing. I had echo and everything else. When it comes out as a podcast, it'll sound so much better.
It sounds fabulous tomorrow, but my apologies to anyone who...
Why the fuck would we want live comments?
Don't tell me anymore that I won't be able to do the fucking show. I won't be... You know me. You know what's going to happen. I won't be able to do the fucking show if everybody starts talking about the fucking audio.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
All day. All fucking day I've been planning for this fucking thing. I get in here and it's, she sounds like she's in a fucking tunnel.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
I call bullshit.
God damn it. Sparky says, John, did I tell you how nice your beard looked today? Yeah, well, I had my beard. God damn it. Now I'm in the middle. I sound like that fucking moron, Eric Zane. Now I'm yelling at the fucking chat.
Yeah, good
I'm
job.
Not I'm not yelling at
yell
the
at
chat.
I'm not He's a company man now,
listen,
John.
I'm not yelling at the chat. I'm just yelling, stop, because I can't take it. I'm
yelling
I'm a fucking
you,
moron.
Not
and I
at
can't,
you.
Listen, I'm a fucking you. Moron, and I can't. I'm distracted, shiny things. Like, now all of a sudden I want to try to fix this, and we're in the middle of a fucking show, and I'm in the middle of a topic.
I didn't think your voice could get much higher. That's pretty good. All right.
Pretty good. You can tell when it really bugs him. He takes it up much.
Yeah, I'm not yelling. I'm just Italian. He's not even Italian. He can't even yell about
you
that.
You got to put your hands up while you're screaming, John. Yeah. That makes it all
I'm Polish. It's the worst.
Hey!
What? See, now, I'm going to have to go back and listen to this and see what they're talking about, because Duchess sounds like she normally sounds to me. So how does that happen? What is it with the internet? Why is the internet fucking with me?
I don't know.
You have really good headphones, and we're all garbage people. That might be it.
That
I don't
be.
Know. Jersey ear.
Yeah, used to everything that sounded like shit outside. That's fucking Jersey.
What do you mean it's fucking Jersey?
Deuce says what John's falsetto voice. No. I'm not yelling at Deuce. I'm just saying it's just like,
he's just yelling to you.
The joke, guys, the joke's out. Duchess has actually been auto-tuned this whole time. You lose.
Here you go. Someone sent John a Xanax bar.
Oh, shit. Looks like there was a pretty funny comment in Kick. Are you using that platform?
Yes. Hey, guys, why does Duchess sound like her audio is coming out of a Teddy Ruxpin? Fuck you.
No, the one right above that one.
Who's commenting? Who's that?
Hey, John, fix the sound, you fat homo. Oh, okay. That's from Jody B.
Thanks, Jody. Once I heard that, I was like, oh, it's Jody.
Mike from Wheelbarrow Full Dick says, Kirk Cameron, you idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Too many mics. We're having mic issues.
Yeah, you know, the past couple shows have been going well, and I'm very proud of them. And now,
listen, I said that. I complimented Jamingo and Duchess both individually in the DMs. And I said, guys, gals, doing a good fucking job. I like your chemistry.
Bob says, more Ozempic, please.
Yeah.
It doesn't change your mood.
All this success is going to your fucking head, Jamingo. That's why.
Yeah, I just wanted to put together a halfway decent show and not have a, you know, again, I don't know. We're just going to power on. Fuck Kyle Rittenhouse. Fine. Fuck this guy. Fuck this guy. You know, I'm done with him. All right. He was in here. Man, I can't have that guy come down in here, man. We sent him on his way, man.
Sound like he was casting a spell on somebody.
He kind of did, yeah.
So, whatever.
Have a Snickers.
We got a $2 super chat from Budvugger. It says, eat a Snickers, John. Oh, hey. You're not yourself when you're hungry. Looking good, by the way. I fucking commented that. You're already starting to lose a few of them LBs right up in your fucking neck spot.
That's where it goes, yeah, because you get the jiggly. You got the jiggly here. See this?
Oh, look at that gobbler. I want to
look at that. Look at that thing go.
Can we step out? So you can have
Jesus
a
Christ, now Mike Pellerito. Next thing I know, I'm going to get one of these. What was the last thing I was doing? The air gulping. So I'm going, I'm not going to do it again. Next thing I know, there's a dick in front of my mouth.
Yeah, keep your hands out of the screen, John. It's your fleet.
Jesus.
My favorite one was when, like, I got tits. You just shimmy.
I got that one. I got that a gift saved.
I'm not
my
doing that.
Just jiggling your fucking bits around. That's nice.
Yeah, I'm not demonstrating, but cool.
Kyle Rittenhouse sucks. That was a terrible topic to start with. That guy fucking
really. Wait, what's next?
I'm here. You don't have anything with titties or retards or.
The method of my madness was, you know, we had Uncle Jemima over here telling us about how, you know, you don't bring your free speech down here. And then I was going to talk about.
Wow. Uncle Jemima. His name was probably Jamal.
I had an arc that I was going to do. But you know what? Now I'm going to, the Chad now has to suffer because of this. Now you're going to get a dick pic.
All right, take it easy, Eric Zane.
Here goes a dick pic. There you go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so vain.
That's your dick pic for the show. God damn it. You know, and now they're going to, you know what? They're going to take and they're going to send this because I sent the Eric Zane melting down. I sent it over to,
yes.
To who are these podcasts?
Go ahead, Jody, help yourself.
And now this is going to go over there. And the next thing you know, although the nice thing about what I did with Eric's is I edited it and shortened it. So it was nice and concise as I do.
You did know. They play it?
They did.
Oh, yeah, they did play. Yeah. Was,
Daddy likes it tight.
Daddy right? does like it tight. Yeah, right. Daddy likes it tight.
Name. Daddy likes it tight.
All right. You know what we need? Just to kind of break it up here a little bit, and then I'll try to regroup.
Yes.
Okay.
We need Devin from Heaven.
Oh.
Rest in pieces.
Damn it.
It's one of my favorite bits, Duchess. Get a tissue.
Hi everyone, it's Devin, formerly of Rubberneckers, Gaslighting, and the Fine Whining Podcast. Oh yeah, and formerly Alive. Hey Jody B, nice to see you again. Devin. Duchess, my earthly den mother. Duchess, I miss you the most. You were always looking out for me, worrying about me. and I let you down and allowed my liver to fail, like President Biden trying to find his way off a stage. The one fun thing we do in heaven is pop into a mortal's dream and mess with them. The other night, I snuck into Jamingo's dream and had him meet his number one crush, Sandra Bullock. Then I dropped a tornado on him and Sandra and let him save her. Just when he was going to get coffee with her, I woke him up. Man, was he pissed.
He was.
I giggled like a teenager for an hour after that one. Well, I have to go. Choir practice is about to start, and tonight we are singing Wet Ass Pussy. Who says God don't have a sense of humor? See you next week.
There you go.
Oh. There's some all over in this house. That's such a great bit, Jamingo. Hell yeah. We talked about it in private. At least somebody fucking put a little bit of spice on it, because that's just what it was going to be, was Devin going to the pearly gates and then St. Peter being like, oh, nice to see you, Devin. I'll take a cheesy gordita crunch.
Damn it. That was next week's.
It's one of my favorites.
Now, so speaking of that dream, the other night I had a dream, and this is the first time this has ever happened to me. I had a dream that I was deaf. I couldn't hear anything. So everybody's talking and I can't hear them. I see their mouth move and I'm like, so then I go, can you hear me? And I can hear me. So I can hear me. And I'm like, I can't believe you can't hear me. I can hear me. And then the next thing I know, I'm going to a urgent care because I can't hear. And who's there? Sandra Bullock is there. And I'm like, holy cow, Sandra Bullock, big fan, right? So, yeah. But I can't hear her. She's saying something to me. I can't hear her. So I look up and a fucking tornado is forming. And I think that was from you the other day, telling me how you were sitting there waiting because there was...
Yeah, storms are kicking ass.
Storms are kicking ass. So here comes this tornado and it comes down and I got a hold of her and I'm holding her down and, you know, the thing
Don't worry, I'll weigh you down, Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, I'll weigh you down. And my ears popped and I could hear her. And she's like, hey, you want to go over to the Wawa there and get a cup of coffee? And I look over and the Wawa was destroyed. And I go, wow, the Wawa's destroyed. And then she says, what? There's no other place to get a cup of coffee? And then I woke up and I was like, fuck.
Slap her in the face. You bitch, Sandra. There's no such better coffee than Wawa coffee.
Damn it.
I've coffee in my house.
And you know, even at my age, I tried to go back to sleep real quick to see if I could get back in the dream again, but it didn't work.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Over here trying to get a fucking, get an Oscar nomination for the deaf side.
And, you know, normally I'll have a dream and I'll forget about it. But when I woke up like the next morning, I was like, holy cow.
He's got to write this down.
Yeah. I woke up a little stiff. Oh.
Buttfucker said, not the worst thing Sandra's been in. Yeah, she was in the net.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we all have our moments, right?
Yeah.
Poor Sandra.
Damn. All right. I don't know what to do here. I don't know where to go.
Just pick. What do you got? A couple of things? Just pick the one.
I got all kinds of things. All right.
Count three down and do that one.
Yeah.
I know.
One, two, three.
Here's the deal.
Yes.
We've been talking about, you know, we have the voicemail line 856-477-1935.
Correct.
And, you know, if we're doing a story and you want to talk about, you know, the story, you have your opinion, or if I say something stupid or I do something stupid.
You want to comment that Duchess's audio sounds funny? Just call me.
Please do that.
Flicking over my nipple.
God damn it. Oh, no, stop that. I hit my... Sorry, I hit the button by accident.
Yeah, it's on your phone.
We did receive a voicemail today.
Finally,
we did receive a voicemail.
Hell yeah, guys. It's going to go.
So here we go.
We were calling to ask you about your car's extended
warranty. Extended warranty.
Fabulous. Continue on in Espanol, la primera número dos.
I'll take it.
Somebody's got the number.
Here we go.
Hi, guys. This is Jason. I am a first-time caller. I just called in to show you that you can give voice messages.
If you beg.
I have a little show with my co-host Sam called the TNA Podcast, and heard you guys talking about us on your last episode. We would like to cordially invite you guys to come on the show. So, let's make it happen.
That would be awesome.
Following.
Oh.
Hi, Duchess.
Hi, Duchess.
Oh. You got to bring one of your good stories.
I'm a little nervous about the TNA podcast because have you heard the TNA podcast before?
I have.
Jody, I know you have.
No, sir. I only heard about them just last week.
Right.
It was fun.
I would think you would enjoy that podcast, Jody.
Oh, you would.
Quite probably. Honest.
Yes.
They tell naughty stories, right?
They tell naughty stories.
And their listeners tell their naughty stories.
Yeah. If they have you and Duchess on, they have the two best tits in podcasting right there on the fucking program.
And then me.
It's true. The two best tits and Duchess.
And then Duchess. You
know, the two best sets, but you know what? I like it better that way. Good job.
Well, I appreciate him calling in, Jason.
Awesome. Well done. I would.
Voicemail works. At least you're not wasting your money.
It's free.
We had one last week.
No, we
did.
Yeah. I was
messing with us.
Begging. And that was because Duchess was volunteering me for everything. Although Duchess.
I was not. Oh my God. Calm yourself.
John, I would like to introduce you to whatever her name is, Morardi or.
Oh my God.
Mariah.
It was like 2 weeks ago.
Whatever.
And move on. Yeah. Oh my God. Nobody's called you since.
See, that's the problem is you're leaving it too up to them. You just got to give them a topic. Be like, hey, guys and gals, if you hear this, call the number. What's the number, John?
856. 477-1935. Yeah. So
call that shit. Tell me about the song that you were listening to the night you lost your virginity.
That's exactly fun. What we need to do. Is give
call it. And share. Tell me about it. And maybe not all of you guys were fucking to music the first time, but maybe if there's something that takes you back to that moment, call me. John, do you remember the song you were listening to when you lost yours?
There was no song.
Yeah.
There was no song. It was a blanket in the living room. When the parents were away. Hey, I do have something that kind of... John does have... What? What does John have between his tits that Duchess doesn't? His belly button. Oh!
Take that.
I'm not sure why Sparky asked if I was a test tube baby.
Probably.
I'm not sure. No?
Just say yes. Just say everything yes. Yes, sure. Obviously. You test tube?
Yes, Sparky.
She was born in a laboratory, obviously, because she's perfect, though.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Oh, buttering up the Duchess.
Grover Cleveland, just the two of us.
Hell yeah,
dude. There you go, Sparky.
We can make it if we... Wait, isn't that the president? Was there a guy? That was a president. He sang that song?
Yes, he did.
Fuck.
Just the two of us. Grover Cleveland. Back before record players.
Oh, I got you.
He invented karaoke. I don't know if anybody knew that, Grover Cleveland.
No, I didn't know that. Expound, please.
Just kidding.
I think he meant Washington.
When Jody was on here, I should have just known to throw everything out the window. I should have thrown the stories out the window.
Absolutely.
Don't do any of this stuff.
We're having a good time, Jamingo. I haven't seen you in forever.
I know. I have somebody else melting down on their show. Should I play that? Should we try that?
Yes. I love laughing at people freaking the fuck out. Let's do that.
All right. So, you ever hear of the show Young Turks? They're very progressive. Mm-hmm. This one guy, I guess his name's Cenk. He's supposed to be running for president. He's had one of my favorite things to watch is the night of the election when Trump won, watching that show melt down. Well, Even the left, even this show, is having issues with the crime, with all the crime that's going on. This is a section of that show with Anna Kasparian. I think that's how you say it.
Did you say the guy's name is Cenk?
Yeah.
Can you say that?
Yeah, it's his name. Sure? Yeah, I think he's a Jew. I'm not 100% sure.
His name's Cenk and he's a Jew.
Life ain't easy for a Jew named Cenk.
Like a boy named Sue?
Yeah.
A Jew named Cenk? Can I use that? Can that be a show title? Judy Cenk.
Oh, wait. You're talking. Sure. Hold on. Is this the guy that kind of looks like Mark Cuban, but he calls Joe Rogan gay all the time?
That's the guy. Yeah, he looks like someone stuck a air hose up Mark Cuban's ass.
He looks like Indian Mark Cuban, and he implies that Joe Rogan is a homosexual constantly.
How do you say his name? Is it Cenk?
Cenk.
Stink.
Chunk. Chunk yogurt.
Cenk Stink. That's his name.
Right, here we go.
Okay.
Dismembering a corpse and hiding a corpse after dismembering it. Not bail eligible. Not a serious crime. I'm not even kidding, guys. Like when Joy Behar outlined that case, I was like, She's crazy. This isn't a thing. This isn't real. This isn't real. So I looked it up. It's real, guys. It's real. Listen, if being on the left means supporting this, then I'm not on the left, and I'm okay with that. So let me give you the details of the case.
It doesn't mean that.
Okay.
There's Chunk. There's Chunk right there.
Oh, that is him. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Chunk. All right. Now, this is his network, the Young Turks television network. And he's freaking out right now because Anna's lost her mind. And she's like, I'm not on the left anymore. If this is, if this is your policies and if this is what we're saying and what we want, you know, no bail, let the criminals out and all that. And I'm out.
I don't know. Let me give you the details.
On the left. We're all on the left. We don't want people dismembering folks getting released. Only a couple
Some do.
I know.
I'm in the middle of saying, shut the fuck up before we start losing followers because this is how I make my money.
Yeah.
Lunatic activists are like, yeah, we're pro dismemberment guys being let go. Okay, whatever. You don't represent the left at all.
Dismembered bodies. It's so unfair to put them in prison. Okay, let me give you the details of the actual case, okay? So four people were arrested in New York after body parts were found in Long Island. Okay, dismembered body parts. The victims were, two people from Yonkers, older individuals. Suffolk County police say 44-year-old Stephen Brown, 38-year-old Jeffrey Mackey, 40-year-old Amanda Wallace, and 33-year-old Alexis Nieves were charged with concealment of a corpse, tampering with physical evidence, and hindering prosecution. They have not been charged with murder. Prosecutors told a judge, there was so much blood in pipes, sink, shower, and toilet of the Railroad Avenue home in Amityville where the suspects were arrested that it was deemed uninhabitable. Police said they confiscated meat cleavers, butcher knives, flesh, and body parts. Attorneys for Brown and Mackey admitted that their clients lived in that home where the body parts and all that blood was found, but denied chopping up the 59-year-old woman and 53-year-old man whose last known address was in Yonkers. Wallace also lived with Brown and Mackey in Amityville. Police said that Knives is homeless. Okay. All four pleaded not guilty. The judge released them without bail. They were fitted with GPS monitoring and must report in person for in-person probation and surrender their passports.
Yeah, I don't care about their passports.
Dude, guys, hang on, like what? Okay.
She's just getting ready to go, but go ahead.
Well, I'm finna let her rip because look, here's the thing. They wanted COVID to come and kill all the fats and the olds. They're just gonna turn loose a bunch of fucking psychos over in Yonkers.
Yeah.
And just start kidnapping all these olds that are wandering. They're out on their Joe Biden shit, bumping into fucking nonsense like a little Roomba. They're just going to pull up in the van and throw them in the back and then take them to the house and fucking put them through the meat grinder.
Bob says, I've already tuned her out that voice. Shut the fuck up, whore. All right. So here she goes because she's had enough.
So did further research because I just couldn't believe it. Here's more. With 2019 state reforms, mutilation and disposal of murdered corpses are among crimes that are no longer bail eligible.
Give you a ticket.
The DA said the four went to barbaric lengths to cover the crime.
Still no bail.
What are we doing, Jank? Someone tell me, what the F are we doing?
Yeah, look, no one signed up for this. I don't know how the hell any of these laws passed.
He don't know.
Oh no, the ship's going down, dude.
The Soros DAs that were elected are letting this all happen. He don't know how any of this happened. This is what I love about the left is when this fucking shit happens, they're like, I don't know how any of this happened, or I don't know anything about the case, or I haven't been following this. I don't know, I don't know all the facts. I'm just told you the facts. These are the facts. You agree with this? Look at him right now. He is hamming.
Yeah, befuddled. That's the word.
Yeah, he is trying to.
I guess it turns out we do need laws after all.
Okay? Bob says $10 fine, no EBT for 3 weeks.
Hey! 3 weeks? 3 weeks? How am I to live?
Here we go.
Over the last 20 years. Sorry. I never heard a single person saying, why don't we let the actual criminals go? Hey, if someone butchers someone and chops them up into little pieces, let's do the kind of criminal justice reform where they would be able to walk out free.
Yeah, come at me. Come at me right now and tell me I'm the bad guy, because I want these people who dismembered corpses and tried to conceal the evidence in prison. Come at me and tell me I'm the bad guy. Come at me.
Look, guys.
Insane. You guys are insane. Anyone who thinks this is okay is insane. And
look at his face. He's sitting there. She's losing her mind. People they're taking and canceling their memberships as we speak.
Yeah, he has the look of somebody like, did you guys put my gun under the desk?
I want to do a Larry.
Taser her.
What was that guy's name that killed himself in Harrisburg? I saw that live. Yeah. That guy that stuck his stuck
the 40.
No,
the
he
DA
was,
or something. Right?
I don't know what he was, a councilman or something. He stuck a gun in his mouth and pulled the trigger. I saw that live during the press conference. Bud Dwyer, who's it was.
No, I was thinking more like the Joker. Like he's to pull it out from under the table and be like, cut hard, camera one, kapow. And she's just not in there no more. Where'd she go?
Man, camera to him, like.
Yeah. Everyone else in New York has to suffer the consequences of this with random bag checks at the subway by National Guard troops.
So anyhow, that was that.
Hilarious. I kind of like the motive. Like, you know, there's a lot of unemployed people out there and they're crafty. It's hard to get rid of a body. If you're going through the links to get it down the fucking drain, then I don't know. I don't think it should be any worse.
It's like stomping a turd down the drain, but it's a whole body.
Yeah, you just
like, it's not going to work.
Thank you, Duchess. But yes, exactly that. Well, we're talking about stomping a turd. You killed the person. You should be held liable for that. But once they're dead, they're dead. Who gives a fuck?
All right. I have the music for body stomping down the drain. Here we go.
Oh.
Olé!
Olé!
All right. The one thing about Anna is she gave me a great drop. Here we go.
What are we doing? Someone tell me what the F are we doing?
That was me today when everybody was talking about the sound.
Yeah, she lost her shit.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
Bud Dwyer.
Bud Dwyer.
Yeah, that's, well, about a minute and a half ago, I guess the guy.
Why do they call it the Young Turks? That guy's old as fuck.
He is old. He's no Young Turk.
The Young Turks were, I bet you that's 30 years. That show was going on 30 years. I think.
Are you kidding?
Hang on. Can anybody Google that? Hey, Chad, can you do me a favor and Google when the Young Turks started?
Hey, Jimmy.
Started?
You can ask Jimmy.
Jimmy.
When you become the Old Turks, it's like when little Bow Wow, eventually you just become Bow Wow.
I'll Google it.
Are they just the Turks now?
It's the Young Turks. Hang on, I'm on the wiki page. Blah, 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 blah. They premiered in 2002. February 14, 2002.
They're 22 years. They were young back in 2002.
They can buy a cigarette now.
He's eating well in America, I can tell you that. Oh, Mike says 2002. So, yeah.
All right. Yeah. So speaking of people that are melting down and don't know what they're talking about, I give you AOC.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. Nice. Now, they're having a hearing on Joe Biden and the crime family. And right now they have Tony Bobulinski, who was part of the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden crime family. And he's there and he's testifying. And he's like, he's saying, yep, they did this. Yep, they did that. So here comes AOC. She's going to save the day. She's going to save
Bobulinski. I'm going to start calling Boomer Bob that from now on.
Put Bob's chat up there, will you please?
I got it.
Boomer Bobulinski.
Boomer Bobulinski says AOC is a cock gobbler. All right, so here we go.
Oh, ew.
Yeah, if this sucks, you're just going to have to turn the sound off, and I'll enjoy it a lot more.
Mr. Bobulinski, I heard your opening statement. It's submitted to the record, part of our proceedings. I have a quick question. Simple. Is it your testimony today?
Okay, possible.
Well, you know, here, I got to say something. As a lawyer, you never ask a question you don't know an answer to.
Exactly. Well, she's no lawyer.
She's no lawyer. And then
she's
a
bartender.
She does this.
That you personally witnessed President Joe Biden commit a crime.
Idiot.
I believe the fact that he was sitting with me while I was putting together a business.
Did you?
All right, now, so he starts to answer the question. She cuts him off, all right? Wait a minute. No. Did you? I want to know. Yes or no? Did you?
Witness the president commit a crime. Is it your testimony today?
Yes.
And what crime Do you have you witnessed?
How much time do I have to go through it?
It is simple. You name the crime. Did you watch him steal something?
Corruption statutes, RICO and conspiracy.
What is it? What is what?
Now she's got to start talking over, because now he's naming the crimes that he witnessed Biden do it, and she's like, oh my fucking god, I gotta stop this guy.
Yeah,
like,
I thought it was maybe one, two, most. Yes. This guy's fucking rambling.
A lot.
But ladies and gentlemen, don't you worry, because AOC is going to rally, because she's going to show you just how smart she is.
Yeah.
What is the crime, sir? You specifically.
You asked me to answer the question. I answered the question. No. RICO, you're obviously not familiar with. Corruption.
Excuse me, sir. RICO is not a crime.
RICO is the name of the guy that took my virginity.
Yeah. RICO is essentially south of Florida.
RICO
is the guy that brings my groceries. He's not a crime.
He's my personal shopper.
Right. He's not my boyfriend. I marry white men.
Yeah. It is a category. What
category? A category of what there, AOC? What is it a category of? It's a category of crime. You dumb twat.
Collusion, embezzlement. Like, there's a few other things he could have thrown out there at the time, but she wouldn't shut the fuck up, I guess. Right.
Well, the internet always wins, because now she's got a retard helmet on.
What is the crime, sir?
That's
specifically.
You asked me to answer.
RICO is not a crime. It is a category. What is the
it's a category
crime?
Of crime.
Yeah, you know what? Oh, that's a good pause right there. Look at her little donkey fucking eyes. You need to put that on.
That's a blowjob face if I've ever seen.
Oh, he should have said it in Spanish. Maybe she would have understood. No hablas.
She's a fucking moron. I can't believe I've heard that clip multiple times today. And just the sheer stupidity of her action. Like, just the way she is. I'm like, I can't. How the fuck did you get in? How did you get elected in? You know what? Like, people voted for her. Like, yeah.
Well, she,
and they don't like her.
They don't like her at all.
They don't like her at all. She hasn't done shit, though. She hasn't done shit for her community, which is going downhill.
Well, she doesn't have to. She's stirring up shit for the, you know, about the whole country. So today she was on Twitter, and Ted Cruz said something about, you know, RICO is a crime. It's not a category of a crime. And she goes, wrong. I'm sorry.
It's conspiracy, right? Isn't that not what it is? Conspiracy to commit crime?
It so you stands, can it stands for something, and if I was intelligent or had notes, I would tell you what it stands for.
It's an
racketeering and blah, 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 blah. Right, now I sound like her.
Sure.
So she tweets back at Ted Cruz, wrong. Ted Cruz is a lawyer. Ted Cruz, what is it when lawyers, like their apprentices, they call it something else? I forget what they call it.
Padawan? Is that the thing?
No. He apprenticed for the Supreme Court justice. So he argued at the Supreme Court, or was there for the, you know, arguing a whatever they argue over there. God damn, I sound like a moron. Anyhow, so he is an actual practicing lawyer who practiced law. And bartender over here, she's telling him he's wrong. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
How
do you know?
You got to pass the bar. I'm a bartender. God damn it. I got expertise.
I can't pass any bar.
Durf.
This is what I look like when I don't pass the bar.
Yeah,
I tell you what, Jamingo, I'd love to see AOC argue with that lady that was just screaming at Sunk or whatever a second ago when she was
in like a mud pit, or just general.
Whatever, you know, is the topic of the day.
Clerked. Ted
she
Cruz
chopped up
clerked.
A body. What kind of fucking, what crime was committed? Desecration of a corpse. What is a corpse exactly? Is yelling at each other back and forth.
Did they cut it up a lot? Where did the blood come from?
You don't know that blood. What if it was a woman's home and they were all on their periods?
Look, I came home and there were some dead people, and I was like, I'm not calling the cops, because the next thing you know, they're going to get me. So what I did was I just cut them up and tried to put them down the drain.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Need a garbage disposal. That's the trick. You got to have one of those things that help chonk up the meat a little bit.
All right, so then I'm going to move into the next stupid thing that's going on right now, is in New York, a lady A woman goes to her house. Her parents died, and the parents left the house to the daughter. The daughter goes to the house, and there's people living in the house. And she didn't rent it out. They're squatters. They're in there squatting. Sure. So she comes in.
Oh my God! Yeah.
And she's like, you know what? She calls the cops, or the cops call. The cops are called. The cops come in there, and she says, "I want him out of the house." And the guy's like, "Hey, I'm here. I'm renting the house." And they're like, "Well, okay. Where's the? I don't know how to turn that the fuck off either. I don't know if it's mine or if it's anybody else's. I have no idea.
Not mine.
Whatever.
My Discord's closed. If you got Discord open,
closed everything. I even put this thing on. It's called Focus on a Mac. It's supposed to stop everything.
I actually didn't hear anything. What is that? What are you talking about, Jamingo?
That's got to be mine. It's got to be
mine.
You
have a stroke?
I have no idea.
So we're talking about the...
Kidding. I can totally hear it.
Squatters. So the squatters are there. The police come in. So she says, I'm changing the locks. So the cop says, you can't change the locks because... They are here. All right. You can't,
dude,
you have to go.
Squatter rights are fucking crazy, dude. Like a homeless person could just wander into your house and that's that until they decide to leave.
The cops tell the people to leave. They leave. The lady goes and changes the locks. The three people come back. They break into the house. They break the lock. They break the door.
Disgusting.
They call the cops. The cops arrest the lady who owns the fucking house for changing the locks.
I don't even get this. How the fuck do our laws work against us citizens? And then these fucking squatters.
Because all the laws are made now. The laws are made to protect the criminals from the law-abiding citizens. We have to sit here and take it. We have to bend over, grab our ankles, spread our ass cheeks, and take a big dick in the ass. Because that's what we have to do. Because if we don't, we go to jail. So now they arrest her. It's on Channel 7 News in New York, and next day, two vigilantes come over, and they're like, hey, we want to talk to these guys. So I think what happened was the mafia got involved, and the mafia is like, hey, yo, you know what? You need to get the fuck out. You need to get the fuck out of here, because if you don't get the fuck out of here, what's going to happen is—
we're going
to
make you get the fuck out of here.
We're going to make you an offer you can't refuse. So they're trying to take pictures of these guys. The press is there, and they're taking pictures. We just want to talk to them. We want to talk to them. We just got to talk to them to see what the problem is here. And this is what's going to happen.
You do such a convincing New York mafia type.
So the mafia has been squashed, basically, because of the RICO Act and Giuliani. And so they've been taking
the mafia.
The FBI's been taking the mafia down. But if the police aren't going to protect the citizens, then the citizens are going to start hiring the mafia for protection again. You know,
are we almost at that?
We are. Sure we are.
It's ridiculous.
Sure we are. Because you can't, again, with the way that we have been tied to technology, where your phone tells everybody where you're at, if you have a listening device in your house as far as a speaker, home speaker, whatever—
such as the one you have behind you?
The one that I have next to me.
Mm-hmm.
All of that, they have, they can find out where you are. So it's very hard. And then plus the cameras across the street. I mean, how many times have crimes been caught on neighbors' doorbell cams, cameras and stuff like that?
Just assume there's cameras out there. I mean, you can't not.
So what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to hire your own protection. You're going to have to hire your own police force. Because back in the late 70s, early 80s, you could walk the streets of South Philly and have no problem whatsoever. What?
What, you?
South Philly,
or
yes.
Anybody?
No.
You, maybe.
Yes. White people.
Not me. I'm not walking the streets of South Philly ever.
You need a white people drop to go with the black people drop.
If you went in certain neighborhoods in South Philadelphia, you could
walk. A tall white man, yes.
Because what would happen is if there was any shenanigans going on in the neighborhood, the mafiosa would come in there and straighten it out. They'd find out who did this to Mrs. Whatever her name was. Yeah. And they'd say, oh, so-and-so did. And he would catch a beating.
Hell yeah.
Snap the kneecaps. Yeah, he would catch a beating. And then everybody would say, hey, did you hear what happened to whatchamacallit? He caught a beating from,
Yeah, old Tony fucking Noodles got a hold of his ass right there in front of the bistro or whatever the fuck y'all do over there.
Yeah, and,
That's not wrong.
Knuckles Marlino over
Knuckles
here.
Knuckles McGee over here. Yeah.
No, not McGee. McGee's Irish. Like Knuckles Marlino came over and straightened him right the fuck out. Well, snitches get stitches, but if you snitch to the, you know, if you snitch to the right people.
You can't tell the police.
You're
that's
snitching on them.
Don't tell the law, but you can tell your uncle, and then he goes over and, hey, fucking give him a
godfather how it works.
Right.
The favors.
And that's what's happening right now. Right now, people can come in, and they have on Twitter today, and you've had to see it, where there's somebody who's speaking in Spanish. I think it was through TikTok.
I saw that.
And he's saying, you know, guess what? We've already squatted in 7 houses. Come here. We're going to start squatting in these houses. They can't throw us out because of their laws. We found a loophole, a loophole.
Hey.
And we're going to come over here and start squatting in these houses. And what's going to happen is people are just going to stop it. They sold to Jimmy a bad soft pretzel.
Motherfuckers.
I have a complaint.
12-year-old.
He took it back, stuck it in the handle of their van.
Did
a 12-year-old girl's bicycle? 12-year-old girl's bicycle tires were slashed.
Yeah, he called the INS because they gave him a soggy fucking taco.
Yeah, see,
I like the Jimmy.
I love the Jimmy.
Jimmy got dunked. Jimmy got.
I saw that.
He was born again.
He got dippy dipped.
He got double dipped.
Oh, tits.
See, we were born and raised Catholic.
Yeah, wet t-shirt and everything.
Yeah, we were born and raised Catholic. So, you know, you're only supposed to be baptized one time.
Yeah.
And then now this parents
needed a refresh. So.
Yeah.
Never mind. I'm sure you loved your pastor. Never mind.
I would say that if it makes Jimmy a kinder, nicer person, then it's the dunking's well worth it. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Did he burn? Ow! The demons are like, oh, I've got to get out.
All his hair's gone.
Wait, you mean Jesus can see me all the time?
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And speaking of, you know, the people that are running this country, this gentleman here was, he was just elected as a representative for the state of Ohio. And here's his acceptance speech.
That doesn't sound like English.
It is not English.
Interesting.
It's in whatever Muslims speak. That's what it is.
He's speaking Muslim.
So now,
Farsi, perhaps
you're getting people that are because he is sworn to uphold the laws of Somalia, where he came from.
Oh, I'd like to read this $2 super chat.
Please read it.
Larima, he said, listen to me. I am the captain now. Yeah, that's probably what that sounds like in Farsi. Good job, bud. I don't speak it, so I don't know what he said.
Well done.
And in San Francisco, they just hired somebody to be the head of elections.
Hold on. This says ambulance. Isn't that what black people call an ambulance?
That's right. Ambulance is on the way. I called the ambulance.
Yo, it's the ambulance.
She is on the San Francisco Election Commission. And
that's legit to me.
She's doing This is usually what I hear after I order my sushi and my General Tao's chicken. When they yell back into the...
How many fuck you want with your order?
How many people? Oh, no, wait. It's all done. 10 minutes.
So do not adjust your televisions. That was the newest member of the San Francisco Election Commission speaking in her native tongue. She is not a U.S. citizen yet. She is a Chinese citizen on the Election Commission in San Francisco. A commission...
Well, because the Chinese run such fair and balanced elections, why wouldn't you have a Chinese person come in here?
Let's get them involved in our politics.
Listen,
running our country.
We were really bad trying to steal the last election. There's so many people that got caught, and the press is trying to bury all the facts. And then if anybody says anything, they get called a conspiracy theorist and an election denier.
Oh, baby.
Fuck the facts.
This is such a crazy election cycle this year. And now you've got the internet. We're going to lose TikTok. But we've got AI. We've got deep fakes. Like, There's going to be a lot of shit to sift through the next couple months, dude. And I'm a little excited for it. I want to see what happens.
Devin's been dead for 3 months. He's on the show every week. Sounds just like him.
Yeah.
I can have Bob talk to us right now. He's not even here.
Oh.
I'm just saying. It's just you could do whatever you want with
AI. All these olds, the kind of people that those fucking psychos were luring away and chomping up in their fucking basement, those old people are going to hear these Joe Biden fucking ads and stuff and be like, well, I don't want that. Trump fucked up the other day. Did you see him? He said bloodbath and they're fucking biting his ass about it. They're like, Jesus Christ, you know what this means?
That's a perfect example. He was talking about the auto industry.
Everybody knew exactly what he was talking about. He said, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a fucking bloodbath. He didn't mean literally. He meant all you people are going to lose your fucking minds is what's going to happen.
But that's not. But what the press said was that he said, if I'm not elected, there's going to be a bloodbath.
Like a dog whistle.
They edited it so it sounded like if you don't elect me, there's going to be civil war. That's what they're trying to tell people.
It's going
to
be so nasty because Biden's had 4 years of fuck ups just to sew together. They could make a supercut of all his fucking gaffes and snafus. I'd have put that in the Super Bowl this year. Fuck RFK. If I was Donald Trump, I'd have put a 1.5 minute long thing of him like bumping into walls and saying the wrong shit.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, he'd be like, Trump 2024. Is this what you want?
There is one like that. There's one that Trump put out. It said basically like, we don't know if Biden's going to make it to 2026 or something, or 2027. And it was like very ominous. And I'm like, what do they mean by that? Like,
dude, like 40 million people watched the Super Bowl. They should have thrown one of those in there if Trump was smart, but his money's probably tied up.
It's like a Roomba. Like Joe just bounces off of stuff. Like,
that's not my joke. That's Shane Gillis. It's hilarious.
The other day, he's on stage. Biden's on stage doing some kind of speech or whatever. He wanders off the stage because he sees a baby in the audience. And he goes up to the baby. And then he comes back. I was like, he just wandered like everybody. Where the fuck's he going? Where's Joe going?
Oh, he should go wander around fucking Yonkers for a few weeks and see how that turns out. You know, I hear that people just got out of jail.
Bloodbath was the dude's name in Malibu's Most Wanted, Bob says.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's going to be interesting to watch the shit happen again this year after last time. I'm not a very political person. You know that I fall right down in the middle. I think a little bit of both sides would do some good. But the fact that everything's so polarized, man, like it's a lose-lose at this point. I don't know.
We have a set of laws. All right. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. It's not that hard. We just follow them. That's all they got to do. But they can't do it because they've got an agenda. They have to destroy this country by 2030. They have to. This is what the plan is.
Well, they got to make you think that the country's going to shit so that you need them to go fix the shit.
Exactly.
Like, just like the government shutdown. That's so cute. Do you remember like 10 years ago when they tried that shit the first time and they were like, guys, if you don't do this thing, we're going to have a government shutdown. I don't fucking know what's going to happen. The Weather Channel's not going to be on. FBI is going to be off for a week. I don't fucking know. And they really tried that shit. They said, you fucking better let us do this thing. And then we didn't. And they were like, oh, shit.
They're not getting paid.
We'll raise the bar. That's what we were going to do the whole time. We just wanted you guys to do some shit we wanted first.
They have taken a whole generation and made them like little tiny little dogs that are all yippy and don't know what to do, and they're all neurotic. Case in point is this person right here.
Well, they just got to overcorrect, Jamingo, because they made a whole generation of me's who just don't give a fuck.
It's not that, Jody.
It's all horseshit. Nobody's best interest is in mind. It's a goddamn machine that just pumps with power and fucking cash money. That's what it operates on. They don't give a fuck about you or anything else. I don't care. All the ads, all the shit. And I'm a generation of people. We saw the shit happen. We've been lied to the whole goddamn time. So like it's now, I don't know. Nobody's telling the fuck.
What's going to make you, what's it going to take? What's it going to take for you to wake up and say, holy shit, we got to change this? What will
fucking
it take?
Aliens, I think.
Aliens?
That's the only thing that we don't have. Bigfoot, fucking something that we've never seen. Because at this point, we got fucking people coming across like you showed in that first video, kicking down the goddamn wall.
Yeah.
And attacking
people.
Chopping people up and selling drugs and raping your babies and stuff and
crashing
whatever.
So here we go.
And if they happen to wander into your garage before you get home, then they live in your house now.
Right.
Good
and
job.
You can't do nothing about it. But then you have people like this. All right. These entitled cunts.
Oh.
Try to figure out what this is.
Derek. I'm just going to call it Derek.
I don't know if I'm going to post this or not, but I just need a fucking rant.
Oh, please.
Universal Labor Support just fucking called me. And the first thing they fucking did is fucking dead name me.
Oh.
Love that. We're off to a really fucking good start. They ask if I'm available for a fucking shift. In 9 fucking weeks, they have not fucking scheduled me.
All right. So if you're looking for work and in 9 weeks, they haven't called you and all of a sudden they call you to work, is this how you act? Or are you happy to go to work?
Well, why is they are they fussing about the dead name? Is that the name that was provided?
Yes, she was. It was
well,
named. It goes by Max. But
it's
I guess
a universal
they,
thing. Is this a Canadian person or no, somewhere
is,
else?
I think this is in the United States. So wait a minute. It gets better. Where do you hear this?
Of course it's the United States.
First of all, mostly everyone who calls from labor support knows me as fucking Max, not fucking dead name. Getting off to a really fucking good start right there, aren't we? Second, pretty much everyone I talk to knows about my fucking situation. They know that I'm homeless. It's not like I have a bed I can fucking crawl up in and take a nice fucking goddamn nap.
Yeah.
I don't have a fucking accessible shower. I don't have anywhere to keep my fucking dog.
Why do you have a dog?
You need a friend.
It's probably a support animal. That poor fucking dog.
All dogs are support animals. If you they keep really a pet, are. You're keeping a love hostage in your house. I've got one too. I'm not fucking
hating. Two behind me, two guinea pigs.
Yeah. You force them to live little love slaves and you pick them up and you grab their faces and you go, but that fucking dog doesn't give a shit about you.
But the thing is, you can't make this happy. All right. She hasn't been called in 9 weeks. They call for a job and they use the wrong name. All right. Well, who the fuck cares?
Here's the thing, though, Jamingo. I've made this point before on the Rubberneckers podcast, and so I'm not bringing up new shit, but any woman, Duchess, no offense, any woman who wouldn't at this point apply for the trans angle just to get a bump in their fucking paycheck is retarded. If you're going to fucking shift up, you know what I'm saying? You might as well go to jump that fucking wage gap. Every woman should be like, yeah, I'm a dude now. Give me my fucking extra $1.50 an hour, you bitch.
I have a question from Deuce saying if she's homeless, whose car is she driving?
Well, she has a car. She's her home is her car.
She should fucking drive over to somebody's house and just walk in. She's got a car.
Yeah, you know, Max is a Rolling Stone. Wherever her cargo is her home.
Is her
home. And when she die, all her dog do is be alone. I think that's how the song goes.
Yeah. You think her name was Maxine before? And now she's just Max?
Just Max. I don't know.
It's just Max. It's Max.
They're trying to fucking schedule me on Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't work Sundays.
Yeah.
I go to church service in my car.
I haven't worked in 9 weeks. They wanted me to come in on a Saturday. You believe these?
How rude.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers. Obviously, it wasn't Chick-fil-A.
No fucking notice. Nobody calls me and says, hey.
No notice. What the fuck are you doing except sitting in your fucking car?
You're not doing anything.
You know what they have?
Work.
You know what they have probably at work? You know what they have at work? A bathroom. You might be able to wash your fucking hair in there during break. But
no, that's just me.
You're going to whine and cry.
Don't you talk about his hair like that. I'm on his side.
We want to schedule you now.
Zinzer.
No. They ask if I'm available to their fucking needs.
Yeah.
That's how work works.
That's how work works.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Am I out of my mind?
That's how work works is a good sentence. You should write that down.
That's how work works.
There's your title.
They
That's
need
how work
you.
Works.
That's how work works. They need you. You come if they don't need you.
Don't call you. Right. That's the on-call part of working.
Do we really have to explain how work works?
Yeah.
I mean,
I can't.
After they fucked me over for 9 fucking weeks.
Well, you know, there's other companies.
Wonder why.
Try somewhere
She's
else.
Such a joy. I wonder why they haven't called her in 9 weeks. So pleasant.
I'd like to hear her at a call center. At least I'd understand what she's saying because I've caught every word so far.
Yeah. What do you want?
I used to work in a call center.
I'd let her I'd let Max bully me into buying some shit on the phone if he happened to call me up. What are you doing? You're wasting your goddamn life.
You need to buy this. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Here's my card.
You want my social?
I haven't been able to feed my dog. I wonder what
my friend Max needs my help, you fucking bitch. That's what I would come home and say to my wife. You hear that, bitch?
That's why I had to
say. I'm going to help out my friend Max, whether you like it or not, goddammit.
Bud Vogler says, they fuck you at the office. They fuck you at the grocery store.
They fuck you. Hell yeah. Leo Getz. I like that. They fuck you. They fuck you. They fuck you with a cell phone. I love Joe Pesci.
He was great in that.
But so the thing that she, she hasn't had a job.
Him, John, that's a man. You talk about Max in the fucking correct pronouns or I'm leaving the goddamn show right now.
She's not a man. You can
show him
a
little fucking respect.
She's not. She's got a man haircut. She's not a man. You know what she does have?
How about a dude?
She's in a relationship. The both of them live in the car.
Come on.
Hold on.
You can't work.
Fuck yourself, Universal.
Wow.
Fuck you for dead naming.
That's right. She works at Universal Studios. She works at Universal Studios.
I'd lose that name off the employee list right there.
Yeah.
Bye.
Fuck you for not changing my fucking name on my ID. Fuck you for not understanding my situation. Fuck you for being transphobic. I am so fucking done with companies fucking us over.
Yeah.
I'm so sick and
fucking tired of filling out application after fucking application for loans to get money to get ahead.
You don't have a job. You're not getting a loan.
Bob, cut this and put fucking heavy metal music to it. I know you can do this. It's one of your specialties. I think she's spitting bars. Excuse me. I'm sorry, Max. I didn't mean the dead name. I think Max is spitting bars right now.
Yeah, Bob says, send her a link to John's Rope Emporium.
Hell yeah.
Somewhere in here.
Fucking done.
Fucking done. When will these fucking companies learn?
These companies that have the jobs and the money, when will they learn?
I don't understand.
Why was she
waiting so long for a call? And if she wasn't getting calls, why is she not working somewhere else?
Right. You know what? Maybe he didn't have any money to put minutes on his phone.
He managed to record this message, so I'm thinking there's some minutes available.
It's not a she, Jamingo. That's Max. You fucking treat him with respect.
Bob says, calm down, Steve Buscemi.
A little bit.
Maybe.
The whole reason why I'm in this situation is because they don't fucking pay me enough. And I'm not the only one. I hate living in my fucking car. I hate not being able to work.
Why can't she work? She can work. She chooses not to work.
She needs gas money. It's a repetitive cycle, Jamingo. You got to have money to put gas in the car to get to work. Yeah. And if you don't have a job, then you can't go nowhere.
I hate not having a fucking roof over me and my partner's head. I keep trying doing everything I can to fucking live, to have a comfortable life, but it's not fucking enough because this country doesn't fucking believe that minimum wage should be able to pay all your bills comfortably.
That's not how any of that works.
Dude, minimum wage is like
$15 an hour,
but that doesn't matter because a fucking Big Mac's $8.
That's true.
Yeah, but she's working in a restaurant.
Holy shit, we just lost Jamingo. Can you believe that?
What?
Oh my God. Oh, there he is.
No, I'm just saying, you're like, no, fucking Big Mac costs this much. I'm like, the minimum wage is almost $20 an hour. And you're like, yeah, so?
It doesn't matter because the prices, that's what everybody doesn't understand. That if you raise the fucking minimum wage for fucking morons like this that can't, that whatever she does at Universal, all right, we're supposed to do something where she can make and live. That's not how that works. You know what we do? What you do here, Max, is you get like seven of your friends and you find a two-bedroom apartment and you stack in there and you pool your money together and that's how you do it. That's how we did it.
You get something with a two-car garage. That's technically a hotel for you people.
Seriously, she just finds an empty house and just move in.
Yeah.
Squatter.
Go find a squatter's place and go move in there with your poor fucking dog. God damn.
And his partner, he's looking out for Brad or whatever the fuck is going on in the passenger seat.
Whoever Zimzer is, yeah.
Yeah, so that's her.
Living in a car with your dog would suck because if you like tried to lean your seat back,
dog and partner,
somebody should come.
Partner's one thing. Unless it's like literally a coupe or something, like they're right on top of you, got your own little bucket seat to lean back, but the dog's going to lick you in your fucking face every time you lean back in your chair. Can't sleep like that.
Sparky Toaster's got it. She's crying for more money. Too stupid to know the service jobs. More money only raises the price of everything. Hence, more money gets you nowhere. That's exactly what's going on. That's inflation. That's Bidenomics. That's Bidenomics, what you're doing right there.
I said she should, I'm sorry, Max. He should get work for like a telemarketing service and threaten people and try to collect money or something.
You know what? She can't even make any money with that haircut. She can't even make any money on OnlyFans. She can't even sell her feet pics, to be quite honest with you. Bob says she's going to get pulled over for drive-by yelling.
He, Bob. That's a man. Maxine, get it right, faggot.
Yeah, don't be dead naming.
All right.
Or dead.
Speaking of faggots.
Identifying.
This bitter fruit.
Oh.
Don Lemon.
Oh, he's just nice.
Good segue, Jamigo.
Speaking of bitter fruit.
Damn.
So here's the body that couldn't keep his fucking mouth. He's as dumb as that fucking broad or whatever. So Elon is going to partner with him, kind of like what he did with Tucker Carlson. I don't know what the deal was, but he was supposed to partner with him. So what does he do? He gives Elon an interview, and Don Lemon thinks he's on CNN, and he tries to gotcha the boss.
Yeah.
Tries to gotcha the boss. So here we go. This is him on... Well, let's just play it.
You said if they kill the company, it's them. But
oh, that's right. So Elon says that if advertisers leave the company, then X will die. So it's really on them. And it's really on the people that are on the platform that will kill X. If there's no need for it or it can't support itself, then it'll go away. Like MySpace and all those other fucking places.
That I don't believe that at this point. They've developed AI and all the other stuff. They don't need all these fucking goobers to sit in the room and monitor stuff anymore. The algorithm is made.
This is all about information. So they want to be able to control information. This is what the freedom of speech is and hate speech, because they want to control speech that they hate. So this is where this comes from. And this is where the bitter fruit is trying to gotcha Elon Musk.
But doesn't the buck stop with you? I mean, you're
on. I have to say, choose your question carefully. There's 5 minutes left.
Okay, but so
is this the question you want to ask?
The same question is, you said that they are killing the company, but you're the head of the company. The buck doesn't stop with you.
He's thinking right now. What the?
Oh, that's
fuck?
Some good silence right there.
What
man.
The fuck God, have I damn. Done? What
I'm
have I
so
done?
Uncomfortable.
I can't wait to get off this interview so I can fire this motherfucker. This is basically what happened.
I acquired X in order to preserve freedom of speech in America, the First Amendment. And I'm going to stick to that. And if that means making less money, so be it.
So I have to be, listen, I'm just being honest, right? I'm not trying to, like, get you or anything.
Are you sure, Don?
I kind of think you are, Don.
You sure?
Absolutely.
I'm just surprised that you would blame other people for killing the company. I mean, you're the. I mean, wouldn't you say the buck stops with the president of the United States, regardless of what happens, right? So, why would that question upset you? You seem upset by it, are you?
I think you.
And I'm not trying to upset you.
You are upsetting me because the way you're phrasing the questions, I think, is not cogent.
It's not what?
Not cogent.
Cogent.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Cogent. Look it up, Don Lemon.
If given a choice where an advertiser is saying, like, you have to censor all this content on the platform, irrespective of where their advertising appears, then our answer will be like, look, you can choose where you want your advertising, what you want your advertiser to appear next to, but you can't insist on censorship of the entire platform. And if you insist on censorship of the entire platform, even where your advertising doesn't appear, then obviously we will not want them as an advertiser.
So what would you say to advertisers who have left the platform or who are considering coming back or not coming back? What would you like to say to them?
Well, first of all, almost all of our advertisers are coming back to the platform. So it's a very short list of advertisers who are not coming back to the platform. And our advertising revenue is rising rapidly. And our subscription revenue is rising rapidly. And I feel very optimistic about the future of the X platform.
Okay. Listen, I'm not meaning to offend you.
But.
All right.
But.
Gonna.
So then it gets better because now he wants to talk about racism. All right. So we're going to talk about racism. Here we go.
I think we should not make this a constant subject. I think we need to move on. I think we should just, treat people like people.
You don't agree that there's. This country was founded on racism and founded on slavery and in many ways inequities.
No.
That still continue on to this day.
I think every country at that time, and I think even today, was extremely racist.
Fuck yeah, Elon.
Every country. And obviously, slavery was present in about half of this country, and was not present in the North. There was racism for sure, but you know, I think we want to look to the future rather than the past.
The other thing is, nice. Elon's a horrible, horrible interview because he can't get his fucking sentence out.
He's thinking. He's not slick and quick.
I know, but that's not what we want. We want quick. I don't like that.
I like you watch thoughtful. Him on Joe Rogan. Yeah, he was thinking. Annoying because he literally takes a moment. He pauses. Yeah, the thing is. He stops. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm at.
He takes a moment.
Yeah.
So after the interview, he messages him and says,
"Everybody's fucking." He said, "Slavery gets shit done." Quote unquote, Elon Musk.
He thinks, but he rams all his words together. Is what sparked
the whole goddamn planet was built on slavery. Somebody making somebody else do some shit that they didn't want to do, and slavery really could also be not paying somebody very much, not let alone the beatings and all that shit, but like. Paying somebody next to nothing to do the work is just as bad when you think about it. So, yeah, every place is built on slavery. Okay. That's how it works.
So Elon rescinds Don Lemon's offer.
Love it.
He can come back. And he can put his show on X, and he can get revenue like everybody else gets revenue on X.
Yeah.
All right, but yeah, there's no deal for him. So what does he do?
You're fired.
Then he starts talking about, what do you think he said? Why do you think this happened? Anybody
he's
get?
Racist. He's racist.
And because Don
is black.
Is a black bitter
homosexual.
Fruit. Yeah, here we go.
Nobody cares.
People have been asking me what I meant by when I said he did not like answering questions or being held to account from people like me. And so some people took it to mean a racial thing. I meant someone who has a different worldview. But since people raised it and you said what you said, do you think that he was uncomfortable? I didn't want to go there. Do you think he was uncomfortable sitting in front of a gay black guy?
No.
So who's he asking? Kara Swisher, who's another gay woman. Here we are. So now we're going to. Yeah, you know what? Probably this. Well, let's.
Did we forget that Elon Musk is South African? He's been around more black people than there are in this country.
Yeah.
Right.
More gay than black, I would think. I hate to say that, but
he's probably more upset with you because, like, he was really unbothered by your gayness, not your blackness.
Yeah, it's a bar chart, and it's like your gayness and is a pie chart.
Do you think that maybe
your gayness and your blackness has to be just right?
I think he was more offended by his wokeness, to be quite honest with you. You know, with systematic racism and your thumb on the scale and you are a white devil and you've been putting the black man down and the gays and all this stuff.
He just wanted an excuse to blame something. Like,
he's from Africa. They had apartheid there. That's where they just started killing white people. Ain't that some shit? They said, no. You don't. We are the captain now. And then all the white people got slaughtered.
He's doing it now. They're still doing it.
But it's the north part. They don't, you know, all the white people just migrated to where the fuck he's from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's just the fact that Don Lemon is a slob. And nobody cares. He's not interesting, and nobody really gives a shit what he thinks. And Elon's like, we're done.
He gave him a chance.
Yeah, he doesn't have to entertain him at all.
He said, you got 5 minutes, asshole. Fucking make it worth your time.
And that was the best he came up with. So, bye.
Bye.
See you. See you, bitter fruit.
Before we get into we got two more segments to do, and I just want to get into this one because I'll tell you one thing about Joe Biden. He has really showed us what diversity hires can do. First, we had the vice president, and she's just a ball of fire, ain't she?
I ain't seen her two times this year, Jamingo. Since she's been in there, Kamala, I've seen her maybe once at a parade and maybe once at a Senate floor hearing or some shit like that. But Kamala Harris is never on TV.
Yeah, they keep her locked away.
That's funny.
Right. So then we had a Supreme Court justice die. All right. And Joe Biden got to put a new one in. He said, you know what? You know, that black woman thing works so well for vice president. Let's do it for a Supreme Court justice. Because, you know, black women, doesn't matter whether they know what they're doing or what they're talking about. She's a black woman and she needs a chance because we don't have enough black women on the Supreme Court.
Well, he needs the black vote.
Look, I kind of like it, though, because you need at least one person to sit there amongst all the turmoil and be like, Well, no, that's some bullshit right there. And then they got to argue and actually deliberate instead of just everybody sitting around going, yes, yay. Now, she goes, hold up. I didn't listen to this motherfucking talk for the last 35 motherfucking minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't making no goddamn sense.
Mm-hmm.
A little more Cat Williams. Now, you motherfuckers go back in your chambers.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't come out here until you got sustainable evidence that this motherfucker committed a crime.
Say it. All right.
Nah, so it was right there. Good pause, dude. You know what was coming. I had to literally throw the brakes on, Domingo.
So now she's talking about freedom of speech. And, you know, what about the government's freedom of speech? This is what she actually says. Yeah.
Justice Jackson?
So my biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the government in significant ways in the most important time periods. I mean, what would you have the government do? I've heard you say a couple times that the government can post its own speech, but in my hypothetical, you know, kids, this is not safe, don't do it.
So now we're going to go back to the children's. All right, so it's a little low, and I apologize.
Yes.
So here's what she says. Well, what about the government's free speech? If you ever read the Constitution or the Bill of Rights there, lady, and you're a Supreme Court justice.
We don't read that shit.
Okay. The government doesn't have freedom of speech. The people do. The people have freedom of speech to talk about the government. That's what this is about. The government, and here it says, the Congress shall write no laws to impede the speech of the citizens. All right, so the government cannot censor the people. You can call the government names. You can disagree with the government. You can say whatever you want about the government, and they cannot write a law to stop you to do this. And they can't get this through their thick fucking heads. You know who does do that? The Soviet Union. The Soviet Union says the government is the one to take it. So in other words, in Russia, the government has the power, all right, over the people. In this, our republic, the people are supposed to have the power over the government. The government works for us.
Yes.
And we
pay their salaries.
Right. So what we are forgetting, or what we want, is now we want government to be our daddy. All right, government, be our daddy. Give us health care. Give us a cell phone. Give us this. Give us housing. Make us money. Get government, be our daddy. Well, if you pay the cost, you're going to be the boss.
You want to live in you live under daddy's house, you can live under daddy's rule. Daddy's lights out at 10 o'clock, bitch.
Right. You got to listen to daddy.
So here is our Supreme Court justice. She doesn't understand the fact. She doesn't understand the First Amendment.
No,
and I'm listening to this.
That.
I'm listening to this, and I'm like, what the fuck is she doing on the court? It's another diversity hire. Now, look, if someone goes to Twitter and says, you know what's great? Jumping out of a fucking window without a parachute. You know what we should do? People should do what Eric Clapton's kid do. Fall out a window without a parachute.
Oh,
all right.
And you should get on TikTok before it fucking closes down and start the fall out the window challenge.
Right. Oh, no.
Okay. Now.
Shit. And we'll use careful video editing to make Domingo fall out of a window and just see how many fucking ignorant assholes we could get dead before they kill TikTok.
All right. So. Splat. Now, what the government can do is say, hey, you know what? We've been watching this whole jump out of window thing, and it's very dangerous, and it leads to death. But you do you, boo.
Sure.
Leak to death.
Okay?
And gravity kills.
And if people want to keep jumping out of windows, they have the right to jump out of fucking windows. That's kind of as simple as it gets. People smoke all the time. Cigarettes, pot.
Oh, yeah,
very
baby.
Bad for you.
People, I'd smoke right now if I wasn't inside and I believe in Jesus.
People eat a lot to excess where it affects their health, like me. All right. So this is you have that freedom to do that. And the government, government can say, hey, you know what? Maybe you should do this. Maybe you should exercise. Maybe you should put that fucking cheeseburger down. Hey, how about not so much tapioca pudding? They can say stuff like that. But what they cannot do is tell you cannot do that anymore. And again, unless it's against like murder or something, because first we'll say, well, what if everybody says let's murder people? No, dummy. No, dummy. That's not what we're talking
about. What if they really deserve it, like in traffic, and just somebody's being a complete show out, and you just fucking shoot them right in the face and go, yeah, dead. Sorry.
Sparky Toaster, here you go. We're going to
be well.
We're going to ban spoons because, fuck, what just happened? How'd that happen?
I'm trying to shut off.
The spoon should be banned. They make people fat. Yes, it's the spoons. It's the spoons that make people fat. It's
Jamingo, have you ever seen the meme that it says fat person fork or whatever, weight loss fork, and it's a barbecue fork. It's got two tines on it.
It's like a shrimp fork. Shimp.
Yeah, it's got like a trident. Like it's got three little tines on it, and they go, "Who's a fat guy on a diet fork?"
I love the meme where a guy's standing there and says, "Guns kill people." And then and the guy standing next to him says, "Forks make people fat." It's the same thing. Okay. All right, let's wind it all up on a happy note, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah?
Yes. We're doing
I think we forgot. Right. Oh, cool. That's exactly what I was going to say. I was like, you know what else? Is you're free to walk as many goddamn miles as you want to. Duchess, I want to say this to you.
Yeah.
I'm so proud.
Aww.
I think you willingly walked more miles than I have in my whole fucking life at 36. I think I've walked as many miles as you have so far at 2024. So good job, lady.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So Duchess is up to 470 miles.
And yeah. Jesus.
I've
so many miles.
It's a lot.
I've been mathing. All right. So here's my math. If you take 2,024 miles and divide it into 365 days, because it's 366 days.
Right.
360 because it's a leap year. It was 366 days.
Mm-hmm.
Every day you have to walk 5.53 miles.
Yes.
Right now, today, is 81 days into the year. So if you walked 81, if you were doing this right now, you would be at 448 miles and you are at 470. So you are above the Mendoza line.
Fucking killing it, Duchess. Good job.
It's been a challenge for sure.
I will say this. It looks like you're somewhere and you're in Ohio, almost to Indiana, Illinois. You better pick up the pace, lady, because neither one of them fucking stays is worth fucking jogging.
No, they're not. They're definitely not. It's been fun. The way it's neat. The app that I have, it shows me a challenge. So basically I need about 5.5 miles, roughly a day. And I would actually finish, before December 31st.
Yes. Sorry.
Hilarious.
You're
if you guys complete lying. This, listen, it's okay. So the joke is on the map is you guys are walking to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
If you motherfuckers don't fly to Las Vegas at the end of this, just to high five at the fucking place. And
that would be awesome
opportunity. It should be at least that. Cause that's amazing. You guys, you keep up the good work because not me, you would hold a gun to my head. You would get me about 20 miles and I would be like, fuck it. I quit. Shoot me in my fucking head. I'm done here.
What we got to do is we got to get a picture of, is it Josh?
Well, I put his comment up right there.
So we got to get a picture of Josh with his hand up, and we get a picture with Duchess with her hand up. And then we get Mike to take and Photoshop it in under the welcome to Las Vegas sign where you guys are high-fiving each other.
So Josh, I chat with him during the day. And
break a leg.
Yeah. Well, he's going to have, for people who don't know, Josh is going to have a medical procedure. So he'll be out. He won't be able to walk for about 3 weeks. So
Duchess is ecstatic over this news. But
well, he wrote, he goes,
I like it. It's a competitive edge.
It is super competitive right now. Cause he says at one point he says, cause he's on the treadmill now, as you can see here, he said 6 more miles tonight during the show. So while we've been talking, he's been on the treadmill. So he's got 6 miles. That he added today, and he says, because I refuse to let you catch up. So if you think I'm competitive, this some bitch, and I said, oh, I'm going to tattle on you tonight. And
Gosh, you're going to get lapped. Don't get mad, though. Don't hurt yourself. Just sit back and relax. Let it happen, bro. She's wrapping you up like a fucking python. She's at your ankles right now.
But see, this is what Duchess...
In another 8 months, she's going to be up around your tits.
This is what Duchess...
And you're going to be like, fuck, I can't catch the Duchess. And she's like, yeah, no, you never could.
But this is what the Duchess does. The Duchess does this. She says, oh, he's killing me. He's so far ahead. I'll never catch up. This Meanwhile, behind the scenes, she's plotting and trying to figure out how she can beat him because she's not going to let this go. She is one of the most competitive women I've ever seen in my entire life. And she sits there like, oh, well, you know, he's just doing such a great job and he's so far ahead.
He's doing great. He's definitely whipping my ass.
But there's no way that you are going to concede the fact that you're not going to beat him.
Oh, no, there's going to be a fight.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I can't wait till the day Dickhead goes in for his operation. And like right at the last minute.
So fucking much.
He's going to hear this. He's going to hear count backwards from 100. He's going to go 99, 98. He's going to look over and the Duchess is going to take her fucking hospital mask off and go night, night, motherfucker. You're going to wake up with one less leg.
Yeah.
Here you go. Sending my wife recipes that are loaded with calories.
Yes, exactly.
Well, there's so much. It's challenging. He has the, I don't have a treadmill in my house. So it's, I go out and walk along the roads and whatever, or in the gym in the morning. He has a treadmill. So he walks during work or he's able to take a break during the day to walk. So he has a little more opportunity, which is good for him. I'm not bashing him on it. I think that's great.
Sounds like it.
No, I'm not. It's.
I don't have it.
No, I'm not fussing.
Oh, okay.
Can we get Duchess a treadmill for home?
He's so much more.
I don't like Duchess not having a disadvantage like this. Can we get Duchess a treadmill at home?
I will buy myself a walking pad. Can we at least do that?
I want to start a GoFundMe for Duchess treadmill.
Let's not get a treadmill. Can we get one of those like Tony Little Gazelle machines or something? Like something cool where it's like
an elliptical.
With the sticks. You know, remember that asshole in the 90s? He had a ponytail and he would get on the thing and it was
Tony
like,
Little, I think. Wasn't
yeah.
It?
Yeah.
It was a foot thing and an arm thing. And he'd be like
a little fella,
like
but
an asshole.
Like
watch me do it. Leaning forward and shit.
Josh has an advantage because he has a.
No, I didn't
Josh's
say anything.
Got the third leg, but he's also hauling around 85 more pounds.
I'm a poor white girl that doesn't have a treadmill. I've got to go.
I don't have a treadmill. I need to buy one.
I have to go to the streets.
I have to walk the streets every day.
I have to go to Planet Fitness where fitness in my...
Oh.
I have to go to Planet Fitness where there's men in there shaving.
There's men in the locker room.
There's men in the locker room. That's
I
why.
Like Planet Fitness. That's what you almost
I know. That's
said.
Exactly what you said, Planet
Those
Fitness.
Those poor gentlemen are just in
that's
there.
That's a different movie.
Geesh.
Planet Fitness. Fitness. I'm going to write that down as a show title.
I like the other one better. This is at the end of the show. This doesn't count. Everybody's fucking left at this point.
Hey, we have more people now watching this show live than we ever have watching Rubberneckers, to be quite honest with you.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks.
Fitness. Sparky says two girls, one cup is another video as well.
Gross.
No, he's so far ahead of me because he can walk anytime he wants to.
He does have a little more opportunity. I'm not bashing. That's just fact. That's fine. I don't have a walking pad in my office. I can't just get up and walk a mile.
I might be telling tales out of school, but I know that you have this little step thing there that you when you can't go and it's raining, you're sitting in your house. Yeah, you have a poor person's treadmill.
I do have a poor person's treadmill. I fucking hate it so much.
It would be funny if you just had like three steps out on our front porch and she would be like, fuck it. And she would go up three and down three. And she's like, well, get my goddamn steps in. Hey, fuck
but she
Josh.
Does. She has one.
I have it in my backyard. I could probably do that, but my neighbors think I'm insane.
That's like, how you work out the butt cheeks. I found that out. Ladies, gentlemen, if you want to get your fucking butt tuned up, walk up and down steps.
Yep.
That's
the Stairmaster
is
the best. The stair stepper is the best for the glutes.
Woo.
Mm-hmm.
I would do that, but I walk every day on the treadmill, so I can't do 45 minutes and the treadmill and then do another 20 minutes on the
I need to do more steps. I'm built like a gorilla. Like for the most part, my weight, I carry a lot of it in my belly, but like my arms, my legs, my shoulders, my back, like I'm not chonky, but like my butt sucks, man. I don't know. I don't want to do squats because that seems like a whole lot of extra energy for nothing. I throw tires around like fucking Donkey Kong. Like, I'm okay. But, just man, maybe I just need to walk up like 10 steps a day. Like, just up and down them a couple times just to get my fucking butt tuned up because it's sad.
Dean does that with weights. He goes up and down the stairs with his weights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Basement stairs. That's
I do too.
People at work are starting to notice and make fun of me. Like, we talk all kinds of gay shit at work and whatnot, but like, somebody noticed the other day, like, they had to walk past me in the hallway, and then he was just like, wow, man, like, your fucking butt is concave. That's fucking weird. And I'm like, yeah, I know, dude. I've lived with it my whole life. I've been cursed.
You do steps, you'll grow that booty.
I'm gonna fucking. That's gonna be my. See, my goal for 2025 is I'm gonna get my cheeks together, bro.
Grow them cheeks.
Hey, Judy, lady. Can you read that $5 super chat from Boomer Bob?
From Boomer Bob, it says Jody's job is tiring. You fuck. That's pretty good. Thank you, Bob.
All right, so going to take this mess of a show tonight, and what I'm starting
amazing.
I'll tell you what
the most critically acclaimed watched episode, John, ever. Yeah. How about that? You're welcome, you fucking asshole.
What I meant is that we had a rough start with audio and everything. So what I've been
and
instead
had
of
a
put,
meltdown, yeah. Okay.
Well, that's going to
It never got better, but nobody mentioned it again. If you guys bring it up again, Duchess, you sound like shit.
Sorry, some of it. My apologies.
As I was saying, normally I put the show out right after we get done. I don't do any editing. And last week I got a chance to just touch up, little cleanup, little makeup on her. And I really like the way it sounded. So what we're going to do.
Prettier up.
Yeah, I'm going to pretty her up tomorrow. And the show should be out sometime mid-afternoon tomorrow. And I think I like that better. So
you're going to whore up the show. Good job.
Yeah, clean her up. Clean her up just a little bit.
You got to polish that turd. I get it. That's what I do with my show. It takes 3 months to polish mine.
I got a 55-gallon drum of turd polish here, and that's what I do all day. I just polish turds.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
All right. I want to thank everybody that comes here live on Thursdays at 7 o'clock Eastern time and hangs out in the chat and talks to us and breaks my balls when things aren't going well. And I get that. I get that. And a lot of that was just me. All right, I'm lying. I was pissed. All right, I didn't like it when I spend all day trying to make this thing right, and then I get here, and it's something I can't
Y'all
control.
Y'all stressing John out.
I can't control it. I can't hold her, Captain. Anyhow, thank you very much. In the show notes are links to where our social media is.
Oh, please follow us.
And there's a link to our Discord where you can come into our Discord and hang out and talk to us and drop stories in there if you want. And
you
we're also going to start playing some poker.
You can talk to us.
You can talk to us. Right. And we appreciate you being here. So thank you so much. We will be back next Thursday at 7 p.m. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
What is this? Duchess Carbon is caking up inside her
mic. He says I should take the spongy thing off.
Oh, don't go in raw,
right, fine,
dude.
Fine. Oh, you know what? Here we go. Take it off right now.
Oh, give it a shot. Go ahead, raw.
Take it off. Let's
just peel it off.
Come on. Grab it by the head and peel it off.
Is that new? Did you just get that?
No.
It's been there forever.
Okay, so now it's off.
Does it make a difference?
Does it sound better?
Does it sound better?
It sounds a little better, but it's not quite right. I get
all right,
what
it's just
saying.
This. Don't y'all get so excited.
It's a windscreen is all it is.
Yeah.
All right, so here's something else I'm going to do.
We're at the end of the show now. Fuck everybody else. Dutchess, is that a USB microphone?
Yes.
Is it a?
Yes.
Would it be crazy if
I said, could you unplug it and plug it back in?
No, I could do that.
It's the simplest thing. It's like what they tell you to do on
Dutchess. Hang on a second. Dutchess, I'm going to tell you this right now. If you unplug that and you plug it back in, we can't hear you. You're going to have to pop out and then pop back in again, just so you know.
Okay.
I've had this done before, but go ahead. Try it, unplug.
All right, let me try it.
Oh, here we go. Let's say a prayer. Let's pray to Don Lemon and Elon Musk and Donald Trump.
She's blowing in the
he
end
blew
of it.
On it. Fuck yeah, like a Nintendo.
Like a Nintendo thing. And there she is. She cannot come back in again. See, this is what happens.
She's muted right now. She's got to dip out for a second.
Yeah,
I can't come back.
She's got to. Oh, wait a minute. She's back.
I just unmuted my mic.
Man, okay. It sounds the same. Fuck it.
The same.
What am I going to send her? I got to send her another mic now?
No, I'll buy the mic. Tell me which one.
You know
Pod
what?
Mic. That's what I got right here, baby. Oh, it's so good. It's $100 right here.
Is it good?
Listen to my sultry sound.
It's sexy.
All right. So one of the podcasts that friends of ours does is the Fine Whining Podcast. It's the one that Devin was in. And I was listening today, and it is a piece of fucking hot garbage. The audio is hot garbage.
I haven't listened to it yet. I heard about that new co-host they got, the Jerry guy. He's fun, but in small doses. I think I'm going to have to ease in on Jerry.
Jerry Mumbles? Jerry Mumbles?
He's been podcasting for 3 hours.
Total. So Jerry is the loudest of them all, and the other two you can barely, they're behind. So anyhow, What I said was, there's a lot of guys.
He's a black guy. You think he's going to be quiet on a podcast?
Jesus Christ, John? Bob, can I finish a fucking sentence by the end of this podcast?
No, I'm going to defend him.
He doesn't need any defending. Why is this church still up? Anyhow. So what I'm going to start to do, and I haven't decided on how I'm doing this yet, if it's going to be in the Discord for this show or our Discord, I'm going to make a separate Discord. And what it is going to be, you cheap fucks, this is how you podcast and sound halfway decent. All right. So what I'm going to do is go over all the stuff that I know how to do, how to edit, how to record good audio, how to set up your show, what microphone to use, what microphone not to use, all that. You can ask me questions. I'm going to set it up for all you nitwits out there that want a podcast, because I want to listen to your show, but I can't handle it when your stuff sounds like shit.
Oh, John.
What? What's wrong with that?
All that whole channel, do something better if you can.
Do something better if you can. Do something better if you can. It's not bad.
Well, you should just do little YouTube videos and then just link it up to the Jamingo channel.
Nah, it's going to be something different. I'm not going to I'm going to have a different YouTube channel for it.
Oh, that's right. You don't like YouTube.
Yeah, well, I don't want to mix everything together. So that's going to be that. And then what I'm also going to do is start a Amazon associate store, and all the stuff that I talk about in there will be in there. So if you buy it, then I get a little something for the effort. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, that should work because it.
Oh yeah. Speaking of kickbacks, if any of you fucking bitches or bastards out there would like to purchase a Fine Bidet product in the near future, summertime's coming up. Your butthole's gonna be all sweaty and gross. Go to www.biobidet.com. Use promo code POBOYS. Get 10% off. Okay. Clean your booty hole like a champion. Woo!
How many of them do you usually sell How many of them do you sell?
Okay, so I've had months where I make no monies.
No money.
That happens.
Okay.
I make 5% on a sale. Luckily, bidets, they're not cheap.
No, they're not.
I get about $100, maybe $200 a month.
That's nothing to sneeze at.
Listen to me. I've had zero. That's happened. I've made $5,000 in a couple months, like when the COVID hit. Like, it's really depends on how people are looking to move product at the time. So my average is a couple $100, and it's nice. It keeps my
wife
off
awesome.
Dick, you
there
know?
There you go. Yeah. Well, it makes your podcast and hobby playtime. Correct. Make a little something for the ladies.
The more people use it, the more popular it is. So when you go to Google and you go bidet coupon code, the more people that have used my promo code, the more that motherfucker comes up.
Nice.
And, you know, I fucking get only 5%. That's the crazy part. Think about that.
Mm-hmm. Sparky Toaster says John gets a little something something so he can get a new pee bucket. There you go.
I'm gonna do that. I'm just gonna send you a Sunny Delight bottle. That's fun. You can get your whole wiener off in the top. You don't even got to do nothing to the cap.
There you go.
Nope.
All right, everybody. We'll be back here next week. Oh, wait a minute. I'm missing something here. Where is it?
What did the Jimmy call? Duchess, it was so nice to get to talk to you.
Oh my gosh, it was so fun to podcast with you.
Never happened, never. Wow.
Why haven't we done this?
I know.
Well, maybe we'll get to do it again.
Bring on the funk, Jamingo. Fuck yeah.
We'll be going over to Discord if you want to hang out with us over there.
Come visit.
All right, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye, everyone.
Oh, yeah. Good night.